And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the mask is coming off at America's universities, and the view underneath is not very pretty. At the University of Tennessee, a professor was caught on camera bragging about how they've rebranded their old diversity and inclusion office as Access and Engagement. Apparently, flying under the radar in a red state requires nothing more than a fresh coat of paint. Meanwhile, universities that actually violated federal law are discovering that accountability has a price tag. Harvard is reportedly willing to pay up to $500 million to settle with the Trump administration over campus anti-Semitism, more than double Columbia's $220 million settlement. UCLA just agreed to pay $6.13 million for allowing what lawyers called a, quote, Jewish exclusion zone on campus, where masked protesters blocked Jewish students from attending classes they'd pay tuition to access. There is good news coming out of New York, where a Christian photographer just secured a major First Amendment victory after the Supreme Court's 303 creative decision made clear the government can't force Americans to express messages that violate their beliefs. The photographer won $225,000 in attorney's fees and a court order protecting her right to decline same-sex wedding photography. Protecting children remains an uphill battle on multiple fronts. The UK implemented long-awaited age verification requirements for porn sites, threatening fines up to $24 million for non-compliance. That's a lot of money. While thousands of sites have chosen to comply rather than face penalties, the measure faces workarounds through VPNs, which are already topping download charts. And let's go back to the state of Tennessee, where a federal judge has dealt a blow to the state's efforts to protect minors from abortion trafficking, blocking the law's recruitment provision while claiming it violated the First Amendment. The Underage Abortion Trafficking Act aimed to prevent adults from secretly transporting minors across state lines for abortions without parental consent. The judge ruled that prohibiting speech encouraging abortions while allowing speech discouraging it constituted impermissible viewpoint discrimination. The most sobering news comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo, where Islamic militants with ties to ISIS slaughtered over 40 Christians during a prayer vigil, including 9 children. The Allied Democratic Forces attacked the church at around 1 a.m., setting fires to homes and shops before fleeing. That follows February's massacre, where 70 Christians were found beheaded in another church attack. Yet these horrific acts, you're not going to hear about them in mainstream media coverage. A sobering reminder that we need to be fervently praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.